Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I am your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuva.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm maintaining. Nothing. No parades or ticker tapes or anything, but I'm here. I am here. Dragging ass, but I'm here.
Hey, it is what it is. Yeah, things been a little long. My day seems very long this past week and a half. Long. It's like I felt one ending and one beginning. But it will all be for the greater good. I'm just going to try to keep that in mind. So.
Yeah, you know what? That is a great way to look at it, because sometimes, you know, reality hits, and when you're dealing with the kids, the life, the family, the health, and all that stuff, it hits hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
So, it's and this month went extremely fast.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
Went too damn fast.
Yeah, so I woke up and last night before I went to bed, I saw it was my niece's birthday, and I'm like, dang, already? Because we just were talking about the beginning of the month, what she wanted to do. Yeah, she's finally 20. Really can't tell her nothing now. I don't know how she's going to act when she's 21. She all on Facebook like, Dub Club. I'm like, girl. But hey, I'm going to let her have her moment today or whatever. All she wants for her birthday for me is for me Friday to bring her a pan of my homemade baked mac and cheese. So I'm not going to complain.
Oh, shucks, man.
Now, the thing is, how much of that pan is going to be left if my kids get to it before it gets to her? But that's not true.
Right? Yeah, if you, because you can like, ho, you making it and taking it out the crib? Or wait a minute now.
Right. Well, I'm appreciate that, because usually they want money, jewelry, this, that, and the third. She just said, look, I just want your baked mac and cheese. Done. Say no more.
Aww.
And so, okay. Now, y'all know how these shows go. So, as y'all know, it is Talk Tuesday, and we are going to have a Q&A session here where, you know, we answer questions that were submitted about sex, life, and relationships. We welcome all questions. I don't think it's anything that we do not talk about on the show. But you can always call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 when prompted on your telephone keypad to go live with us. Am I prepared for this show?
Yeah, this one is fairly balanced. We got a bunch of stuff that came in from the last month, especially after I announced that, hey, we need more questions. And I think the people responded fairly quickly. So I got them in my cell phone. I got them in the inbox. I'm getting them from all over the place.
Yeah, and they never disappoint with the questions. The all types of questions. And like I always say, y'all keep me on my toes because y'all my type of people. Most of y'all anyway.
Yeah. Some of you ain't, I don't know. Some of y'all weirdos.
And so I said most. So. I ain't.
Yeah.
Because I ain't claiming those. Everybody's going to play this tape back and be like, well, Queen Vaughn said, y'all all her type of people, no, most.
Well, you ready to get this shit show started?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, the first one is from Vanessa. She is our third-time listener. She was put on by Lady Wren of NAF. Shout out to Wren for the showing love.
Yes.
And Vanessa says she's recently found out that her fiance and person she was in a relationship for over 4 years is into tranny porn. And she wants to know, is this a sign that he is bisexual, or is this just a fetish that he may be into?
Well, clearly he's attracted to trannies. How far he will act on that is a different story, but this is something that she should ask him. I mean, I know I might be a little weird, but these are one of the questions I ask. When you start asking people, well, you get to the sex talk, you know, and you start asking people what they into, just because I know I'm particular. So I need to know what people are into, because certain things will be a waste of my time because it's not happening. And certain things for me is a part of my sex life. So if they're not into it, then it's not happening, because those are some of the things that is a part of my sex life. So, yeah, I asked about those type of things too, like some of my sexuality. You could tell a lot about a person what type of porn they watch, so I do ask those type of questions too. Like, I'm not afraid to ask any questions. You know, when somebody comes into my space, my bubble, my life. That's the question to ask him, because some people watch it, but they won't act on it. But that does say that he's attracted to trannies, and it's something he likes about it. So now she needs to find out, is this just something that he's just watching, or maybe he has tried it. I mean, she has to have this conversation with him. But 4 years, and you just finding out 4 years? Mm. That'll be a concern for me, a red flag for me. It's not, because it's not just like, oh, he watches a lot of porn. Like, he's watching tranny porn. So therefore, he's attracted to trannies, which I don't care what anybody say. That's a man. So it's something there. So now she needs to have a conversation, explore, and see, you know, how deep did he explore that side. And shame on him, because that's something he could have disclosed. Because, you know, you have certain things that you're into that's not your average, you know, thing, the average thing that people are into. I feel like that person should know to disclose those things. The fact that he hid it was the fact that he's ashamed of it, or he felt like she wasn't going to be okay with it. Because, you know, guys can't wait to tell you to eat ass and everything else. when they're not ashamed of it. So the fact that he hid that part, that was his way of being deceitful, because some people seem to think that it's this big difference between lying and being deceitful. People are deceitful to avoid having to lie to someone. And it's in the same book to me. So, yes, she should be very concerned.
Yeah, I'm at the agree with you on that one. You know,
I'm curious how she found out. Was she snooping?
No, she doesn't say.
Did she see it and he don't know she's seen him, watching it? Like, 4 years? He was the master of the team.
Well, I mean, I think that there needs to be, if it's over for you, it's over for you. I mean, I get it. Everybody has that that line that once crossed, you can't go back. You know, so it's, I don't know, man. I think if you love them and you want to try to work it out, have the conversation. If you don't, then be done with it. Just get out of it. No need to stick around longer than you need to, because I get it. And there's a lot of DL activity going on, more so now than ever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the more DL activity, the more women are finding themselves finding out that men like the LGBT life a little too much. So, but yeah, I mean, you got to go. I mean, I agree. He should have, if he had those tendencies and bisexual thoughts, he should have been honest about it. So, all right. Well, someone wants our opinion. This one is from Nikki. Nikki heard about us through a friend on Facebook about our question and answer sessions. And Nikki says that she wants our opinion on sugar daddies and sugar babies. Is this something that a well-respected black man and black woman should be getting into?
Well respected. Well, I mean, I'm just saying to each his own. I mean, you know, some people, you know, older, are just looking for the companion. I think it all depends on how deep it goes. What's the exact rules of that sugar baby or sugar daddy? Because it's like levels to it. Everybody is looking for something different when it comes to that. And we talking about real sugar daddies and sugar babies. We're not talking about the splendid daddies. We're not talking about the ones that throw a little change every now and then, and the little young girls think they are a kept woman or something. But people have different reasons to why they decide that for their lives. Now, she used the term respectable. And sometimes people's private life is in what that part of their life is private. So I wouldn't say it makes them any less respectable, because you have a lot of rich people that you won't even know do it, that does it. And they're still well respected. I think the respect part comes in on, you know, how they do it, I guess. You know, they say it's not what you do, it's how you do it, or not what you say, it's how you say it. But, you know, it's not like it's not like they are doing anything with anybody that's not a willing participant. People are choosing these lifestyles.
Right.
So that's kind of hard to answer, because, I mean, you could have a doctor that's well respected and doing everything he's supposed to do in his community as a doctor and in the hospital as a doctor, but He doesn't want to get married, but he wants companionship. He wants somebody to spend time with and go out and do things without all the extra nagging and other stuff. So he, you know, finds somebody to do those things with. I mean, that's just a different type of relationship that some people are okay with.
Yeah, I agree. It's the sugar daddy, sugar baby thing is to each his own. I can't knock it. I can't throw the what self-respecting black person. I'm not going to – that comes off a little too judgmental for me. And I can't do that because I'm all for people doing what makes them happy, but I'm also for doing what's not going to hurt someone else. So mm-hmm. if you out here playing with somebody's feelings on some sugar mama, sugar baby, sugar daddy shit, yeah, you need to be addressed. But aside from that, man, do you? I mean, I honestly don't care because with all this shit going on in the world today, sugar daddies and sugar babies and sugar mamas and all that shit is the least of my worries. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, queen. Okay.
I don't know what that all right, queen, sounded a little, maybe a little weary there.
Well, I have a brother here who says he wants to remain nameless, who said he recently got into a big fight with his girlfriend. They broke up on April 16th. Because they had a conversation and he said he wanted his salad tossed. Basically the conversation, as he goes on to explain, it was about how to turn up the sex life, how to do things differently, how to, you know, jazz some things up. He asked her what she wanted. She said what she wanted. He said what he wanted. She was so gross, turned off, and so judgmental, and she attacked him, called him gay, stormed out the house, and they only spoke twice. Sense. And he sent this advice piece in about 3 days ago. So I hope y'all spoke since then. But yeah, he wants to know, should he continue to try to work things out with her, pursue her, or should he say fuck her and let it go?
Well, that's a mature adult conversation that has to be had. That's first and foremost. Because no sense to pursue somebody, you know, that don't want to be pursued. Now, if she's so grossed out about it, then I wouldn't bother. You know, especially the judgment part. That's what gets me, because she was able to express her wants and her needs, and he should have been able to do the same without being, you know, degraded, yelled at, you know, disrespected or whatever the case may be. If it's not for you, it's not for you. You know, you're always going to come across somebody that's not going to just think and feel the exact way about every little thing that you think and feel about. Now, what he also needs to see is how important is getting his salad tossed to him. Is that a part of his sex life, something he needs, you know, that pleases him? And if she's not into it, you can't force her to be into it. So you need to find somebody that is into it. I don't know how long they was together. I missed it if you said how long. But the fact that they have not spoken really already is a telltale sign, because they can't – it's like they're not getting over this hump. Because it could have been a certain agreement. It's okay, we can do it, or no, we can't do it. Okay, I'm okay with doing it or not doing it, and that's it. You know, it shouldn't be, like, dragged out. If that's something he absolutely needs and she's not going to do it, then, bruh, find somebody that's going to do it. You know, he shouldn't be labeled as gay. Now, if he said, oh, I want to bring in a dude in to come toss my salad, then you can call him whatever. I mean, you can say he's gay. Because sex is not in the act that's done. It's with whom you do the act with. So if it's not her thing, it's not her thing. And he can't fault her for that. like I said, I don't know how long they was together, because this is one of those conversations that should have been had. And that's why people are getting into these unsatisfying, unfulfilled relationships, sexual relationships, because they're not having this conversation. They don't know who's into what. Now you're going to invest some time and energy into something that's not going to work, because one or two things are going to happen. You're going to have to just be without, which is going to be a problem because you're not satisfied. Or, I mean, that person is going to be wary about doing it. He feels judged. He clearly said it. So.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
Can we stop this everything is gay shit? You know, I've seen a post in a Facebook group many a times and it keeps popping up. It's a meme of a woman licking a man's nipples and everybody under 30, somebody's gay. So if that's gay, then fucking sign me up. I like my nipples sucked. Fuck that.
And that's how you know they're not educated and they don't know the body of a male or the body of a female, because most of the arousal points are the same on a male or in a female. Most of the arousal points. I mean, that's just how the body works. So just like a female might like her nipples suck, lick, pinch, or whatever, then the same thing for the guys. I mean, is the guy pinching the nipples? You know? No. Man. You are as the female mate. So come on, people, get it together. But y'all so quick in a hurry to anything social media says or that's trending. It's like, yeah, I like to do this. Everything they put in a rap song or a city girl say or a Stallion, Lil' Kim, or somebody say, oh, that's in. But it's not new. It's just new to y'all because y'all not educating yourself.
You never do. Never the fuck do. And it's monkey see, monkey do, because a group of dickheads say something is gay, it's gay. Let me say this to y'all. If a woman eats a man's ass, it's not gay. Now, you can sit there and say there's some tendencies. You can say all that little colorful shit. It don't even fucking matter. Because here's some facts. Women eating ass is now a thing. If it wasn't a thing, it is not a thing. Right? I literally, one of my favorite podcasts, the Joe Button podcast. I watch it all the time. I'm sitting there watching full grown-ass men talk about how they women eat their ass. And some of these dudes, women are reputable. So, I mean, it's not for some people who are honest about who the fuck they are, it's not an issue the way it used to be. If you don't like it, you don't do it. There's still dudes talking about it. They don't eat ass. Fuck that. You're out of your goddamn mind. You ain't eating ass in 2021. So I get it. You know, everybody has their prejudice about the shit they like and don't like. If it ain't you, it ain't you. Now, for the brother here, if that's what you asked her to do and she said, fuck out of here, you gay, she packed her shit and rolled out on you, let her go. I don't suggest you try to work it out with her. I say fuck her with a corn cob, because she has think about all the time that she spent with you in this relationship, all the shit y'all done together, the shit that y'all built, and at the drop of a fucking dime, because you said something that goes against her personal views, she belittled you, rolled out on you, abandoned you, and called you fucking gay. Fuck her. Tell her to slide butt naked down a barbed wire goddamn banister. Fuck her. Anyway, yeah, I'm back, y'all, goddamn it. I'm feeling a little spicy tonight. I've been sick for the last month, goddamn. I'm back, goddamn it. We're gonna straighten your shit out. All right. Okay. Let's dial it back a bit, because somebody wants to know. Abstinence. Oh boy. Well, I guess I know a little something about that. Abstinence. All right. This one is from Tiffany. Tiffany is calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. She's writing in. And she says her and her new dude both have gotten out of long-term relationships. They've been dating for 8 months and have not had sex yet. They both agree that they're going to wait 1 full year, but it's hard. There's been some kissing, some petting, some touching, some fingering, but no full-on sex or even oral. Holy shit. They're both Christians. They want to live a Christian lifestyle. They agreed to get married after 1 year, and they would then consummate on their honeymoon. Do we have any tips for them, they're asking, Queen?
So they're going to not have sex for a year, get married after a year, and then have sex? What if y'all not have they had sex conversations? What if they're not compatible sexually? Now, I'm not going or judging anybody's beliefs or how they want to do things, but it is some things to think about here. You know, I don't care what nobody says. Sex is a big part of a relationship. It might not be the most important part, but it is important. It is a part of the life that should. A relationship that should be fulfilled. You know, that's just my only concern is, I know they feel like they're doing the right thing for their religion and the fact that they got out of long-term relationships. But that doesn't mean that just because they waited a year to have sex and waited a year to get married, which is in a long time, isn't a long time, that everything's going to fall into place. How is the other parts of the relationship going?
Right.
I mean, everything leading up, to the sex. What are they like, they wants and needs when it comes to sexual? So, they shouldn't feel any type of way that they are, aroused and tempted by one another because you want to be with somebody that you're sexually attracted to. But they might want to rethink this this plan because I'm just saying. It doesn't mean it's going to work just because y'all waited to have sex. Wait a year to get sex because you're getting married. When they hit a year, they're getting married?
Yeah, they're going to get married in 1 year. They're 8 months in, and they're practicing abstinence.
It sounds like y'all getting married just to have sex.
That's what I thought.
It sounds like y'all is getting married to have sex.
Oh, God. I don't know what to say. I just don't.
I know what to say. We think this plan, had this conversation over again. It might just sound at all sweet and hunky-dory when y'all had the conversation 8 months ago. Come on.
Well, I don't know if I can help y'all. If this was abstinence because you don't have the time and energy to play the field, to hop up and down on different people, and that's one thing. I can relate to that. I can even understand the abstinence because you're waiting for someone special. I can even get what you're trying to do because you said, okay, I'm going to save myself for this person until we get married. You already have this person picked out. You're 8 months in. You got 4 months to go. What I don't understand is how both of you got out of long-term relationships and you are playing this game with each other. And you threw in your Christian. Unless you're both virgins, that don't matter anymore because you already did the deed with some damn body.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant jack shit to me personally, but I don't know how to help you. I really don't. If you're together, you love each other, you care about each other, you trust each other, get the fucking. Stop bullshitting and get the fucking.
I hope both people are really. I hope both people are really celibate, practicing the abstinence, because it don't always work out that way. Just because y'all ain't having sex with each other, I don't mean somebody knew having sex. And you got to look at it.
I'm secretly planning a shitty advice show, so I want you to write back in and let me know on the ninth month how you're going, because I got a whole bunch of shit I want to entertain you with. But in the meantime, if that's what y'all want to do, fine. I'm not against it, but I'm just saying I don't know what you want us to do to tell you how not to fuck. She's running a sex toy business, and I'm just a fucking weirdo freak. So I don't know what the hell to tell you. I'm a fucking retired kink daddy. So you're asking the wrong person, okay? If it was up to me, I'd be telling him to grab his belt, put it around your neck, and go hee-haw around the fucking house button at you with some goddamn baby oil and Cairo syrup. I don't know what to tell you. You hit the wrong button on this one.
What I need to know, too, is, okay, she mentioned they both got out of a long-term relationship, but have they dealt with whatever issues that came about with them because of those past relationships? Because out of all the things they could have agreed on, this is the one thing that they agreed on. So what was it about the past relationship? Has they healed from the last relationship? How long have they been single before they got together? Like, they could just simply be placeholders. I don't know if people are familiar with that term. It's like you're talking to somebody, you just...
Yes.
You're with them, so you will not be alone. And then, you know, you find somebody else. You know, and
yeah. We need to do a show on that. Out of all these years, 5 years, we never touched on placeholders. Holy shit. How we drop that ball? Okay, well, I gotta put it on the books for May. That needs some deep dives, because a lot of y'all are out here running around with placeholders.
Mm-hmm. Rebounds, placeholders, you know, waste of people's time. Mm-hmm.
Situationship ass. Placeholders are a situationship going fucking on steroids.
Right.
All right. Well, here's a good one for you, Queen. This one is from Lady X. Okay, so I'm sure your mom ain't give you that name, but okay. And Lady X is she saw the post of the show a few months back on Twitter, and this is her first time chiming in, and she says she is currently doing meet and greets, and she's noticed that during COVID, the money has slipped up. The money has slowed up. She usually, on weekends, she does, she's a stripper, and during the week, she does hookups for a certain fee, so you get what she's doing. Why is it that men aren't paying what they used to, even in the age of STEMIs, PUAs, and money just flying in the streets? Why can't we get paid?
Because you aren't their top priority. They got to worry about their rent, their car notes, their gas, electric, their cell phone bills, their kids, probably their wives, before they be worrying about...
My head hurts.
Your hookup. You know what it is? People think because, now, I know it may be hard to believe, but some people are doing what they're supposed to be doing with their STEMIs and a PUA and an unemployment, while others may not. Just because someone are getting those funds, that doesn't mean those funds are put here to splurge on. Some people are using it responsibly.
So Queen, from your perspective, you think the money is slowing up in the buy pussy department? What's Because that's what her assessment is.
I'm hearing a sense of entitlement. But is not a priority, a high demand here. maybe at one point in time when you wasn't supposed to be going outside and people were sneaking and creeping, then maybe. I just feel like it's like everybody's supposed to take a short except for her. Like, just think about it. Some people can't pay their full rent, but they may put partial, you know, something on their rent. They might not be able to do certain things that they were able to do when they was gainfully employed, but they do some things. So I hate to tell you, but everybody taking a short in some type of way. Now, whether you take that short or not, because she didn't say she not taking the shorts. She just upset that she has to take the shorts, that the money ain't coming in like it, you know, usually come in.
Well, let me enlighten Lady X here. That money ain't slow up at all. At all. I have quite a few clients who are doing very well in that department. I have people with OnlyFans pages who have went through the 3 digits to the 4 digits, and some people who are already in the 5 digits are reporting that they're going into the 6. And that's all in 2020. That is all in 2020. So, no, you stay away from that. You gotta keep...
Do I have to have a talk with my business manager? I can get my foot page up and going, folks.
Yeah, do some feet. Yeah, post some feet. Shit, baby oil and wash them. There's chicks out here making money. There's chicks out here doing $1,000 a month, charging $4 a subscription just to show their goddamn raggly ass feet. And you can't sell your pussy during the pandemic. You can't sell pussy during the pandemic. let's think about that for a second.
Entitlement.
Yeah, so, the dudes are trapped in the. I don't know, man.
You need to reach out to Hakim and have a conversation, because you might need some different marketing strategies.
No.
You might have to change a plan.
Don't. No. Don't call me with that shit. You two got them. If you can't sell pussy during a pandemic where the government with a president is throwing $1,400 at you, you're getting $500 a week, and you can't sell a goddamn $100 piece of pussy, it's something wrong with your crotchages. I don't get it. Maybe it's that's the clue. Maybe your pussy ain't marketable. Right? Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers don't want to sit on a wooden bench. They want to go to IKEA and get good furniture.
Oh.
God damn, you better pluck what Mike Epps said, do some snapback, do something to get your marketing value up for your crotch. But don't come on here complaining that men are being, because men are spending the money on $40 girls. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So maybe you need to lower the price because it ain't worth what you're charging. How about that one? God damn, getting mad at why men ain't spending. Men, I ain't spending. There's a couple of dudes I know telling their wife they're going to hang out with the boys, and they're over there with little Buquisha and shit, bending her over for a buck. So, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hakim Nuba, he's back.
Mm-mm. God, that gave me a headache.
Mm-mm. Girl, you might can help her. Girl, you might
can
help her.
I can't help her. No, no, no. I am no longer taking those kind of clients. No. Mm-mm.
Look, he needs you to come already prepared with some type of substance for him to be able to help you. He can't help the trash box. He can't do nothing about that. It might be too worn out, not enough tricks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe at one point in time, it wasn't enough options out, but now there's more options out, then you're just not the pick.
Yeah.
The pick of the litter.
All right. Well, here's another good one for you. This one is from Teresa, who's hitting us up from Pittsburgh. And she said she was recently pointed out our fetish shows from a few years ago. She calls herself a fetish queen and soon to be dominatrix. But she mm-hmm. also likes to, she's averse, means she likes to give pain and get it. And she is writing in to say that her best friends recently saw her marks 2 days after a very intense impact session with her fiance. He got her good. He left welts and marks up her arms, down her back, on her legs. And when they hung out and they went to Virginia Beach, they happened to see her scars and was concerned. Do you guys have any tips on how to get this stuff cleared up quick? Because I don't know, and I've been doing it for years. I haven't found the proper way to clear up scars. So please, any advice will help. And also, please help me with explaining this shit to my friends who think this is weird.
I can help with the second part. This is how Kim expertise on the first part, because he gave tips before on the previous show. Now, with that being said, first of all, they're your best friends. They should know that. I mean, it depends what type of, like, real best friends, they know what each other's into. Let's get that. If they're not into what you're into, they're going to think it's weird. Now, them not being into something is one thing, but being judgmental of it is another thing. But all you can do is, if you're ready to have that conversation and they're ready to be open to that conversation and learn about it, because some of them might be into it if they just really kind of sat and knew about it. But all you can do is have that conversation with them. I mean, maybe they understand, maybe they won't. But it's no need for you to kind of beat a dead horse. Because sometimes people are closed-minded to the point where you can have a truck board and do a whole Einstein formula to explain, you know, something to them. And if they just close mind and they just don't get it, they just don't get it. So, yes, if you want to have that conversation with them, it's okay for them to ask questions for you to explain it, but don't spend too much time on it. It is what it is. And let them know, once you do that little session or whatever you're going to do, listen, if you're ready to be into it and you need some advice, holler at me. But I'm not going to keep having this conversation every time y'all see a mark or something, because you know what it is, you know? You know, so some people like to inflict pain while others like to receive it, or both. That's their thing. Long as it's coming from, you know, a good place where it's, you know, it's sexual, it's wanted, it's not abuse, then let her do her thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first part, yeah, like the queen said, you can go back into our Q&As, and I'm always dropping these tips. But I've came up on a couple new things I've been helping people with. One of the things I find that works the best is comfrey root leaves. Grind it up, make it into a paste, smear it on your bruises, or you can boil it to a tea, dip it in cotton balls, and put it on for your bruises and any spraining you may get. Another one, what is that called? St. John's wort. That is another homemade remedy you can use if you don't want to go buy chemicals and shit to put on your body. That will help with the bruising as well. Inflammation, just take a goddamn ibuprofen. Cuts and bruises, you can use witch hazel, rosemary, and coriander. It's about getting it cleared up, and you don't want to leave any residue left. A lot of over-the-counter medicines will help it heal, but you'll see some scarring and whatever. And when y'all say intense impact play, if you're saying you have cuts and cuts like you got war wounds, that means you're probably using something like cords and whips and ropes and shit like that. So just be mindful if you plan on being out in the public exposing that skin, and be safe. Most of us, that's the best I can tell you. Be safe with it, because some impact play is fun. Some impact play leaves scars that'll last 10, 30 years. In terms of your friends, I don't know what you tell them. They didn't know. They're your besties. They're your friends. You didn't tell them. And I understand that, because a lot of people keep the BDSM life separate from friends and family. Now's a good time to open them up to it. Let them know. That way they won't be having side chats and thinking that your man is home fucking you up. Well, he kind of is, but you kind of like it. It probably makes you come. But just be smart about it. And if you want to be honest, fine. If you don't want to be honest, that's up to you too. I don't know what to tell people now. Impact play is the shit now, from what I'm hearing. Best thing I can say is stay away from razors. I know that's a thing now. More and more people are getting into the razor game. Stay away from that shit, especially during COVID and all the contaminations and all the fucking cooties you can get. It ain't like it used to be. All right. Ms. Dopeness, you don't have to explain shit to anyone. What happens in your bedroom stays in your bedroom. Here, fucking here.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Boy, how many times this time? Okay, we got enough time for a few more. Another BDSM. This is an oldie but goodie. All right, this guy here, he says, please don't say my name. But he recently met a girl off, guess what? P.O. fucking F.
Yeah.
Just met a girl off P.O.F. Jesus Christ. And he just found out that she gets turned on by getting throat fucked and farted in the face. He said at first he thought it was weird and he couldn't get it done the first time. After the second time, she turned into a sexual demon. And he said his soul was sucked out multiple times that night, and he's been farting in her face ever since because she loves it. Could please, please, please tell me this is a thing, or did I just find a once-in-a-lifetime weirdo?
No, it's a thing. a thing that she done got you hooked on. Welcome to her world. I would like to have been a fly on that wall at that conversation. Now, when she said she wanted it, it didn't stray you away. You still went. And then once you fell, you tried again and succeeded. So it wasn't that weird, because you was game. But yeah, it's a thing, and like, people are into some things. So I take it she was more up front, you know, before the encounter. And look, it worked out for her. Because if you wasn't going fart in her face, somebody else was going to. But
I don't fuck around with that. Nope. I don't do the farts. Don't fart around me. I won't fart around you. I guarantee you. Take your funky ass out into the bathroom and fart and then come back. And you might have to wash your ass. I just don't know. Fuck no. No. But to answer your question, I ain't farting in nobody's face or nobody farting in my face, goddamn it. It's going to get real BDSM in that motherfucker real quick. Extension cords and flat irons on your nipples. But anyway.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
Eproctophilia.
It's the world out there.
Yeah, it's called eproctophilia. It is a fetish of fart loving. Giving and taking. It is a real thing. There is a whole community for it. I've seen them on Tumblr. I've seen them on Reddit. You can even find them on Instagram. They're just hiding. They're under the NFSW category. You can go type up their hashtag. You'll find their monkey asses. They're down there farting all over each other in the comments. So, yeah, it's a thing. You didn't find a one and only freak. You just found one on POF, which is not fucking surprising.
Look, he's so special.
Boy.
He felt like he hit the jackpot.
Yeah, he thought he had something special.
Like the...
Well, I mean, I will say this. He found one that just won farts. From PUF, POF, you usually get someone that want to be shitted on over there. So, look, I don't know, man. The world's a freaky place, man. Let me stop clowning POF for our POF users in the world. I won't clown y'all. It's okay. I love y'all. Boy. Chastity, Queen. Chastity. Lady Nova, who found us on Twitter. Okay, our Twitter is popping a little bit now. She is saying how she lost a bet to her boyfriend. The loser would wear chastity. And guess who won the fucking pony? She's wearing a chastity, and he won't let her out. Is this a thing that men get off by? I thought this was a white person thing, but I'm finding out that a lot of black brothers are into it. Him and many of his friends are doing this. Is this some new shit? I know how Kim Weird Ass know. Please help me. Well, fuck you too.
It's a control thing. It's definitely a control thing, having an upper hand. So, I mean, it's not new. I mean, I wonder how did they find themselves exploring that? Like, who brought it to who? Well, I mean, I guess clearly he brought it to her, right? Because his friends is up in it too. See, friends that know everything about him. I wonder which friend started it and recruited the rest. But it's definitely a control thing, having that type of power. But no, it's not new. It's just that things aren't new. It's just that some people are more open about it. And it's like some of the things are like in your face. You know, it's like once somebody see that somebody is into something that they're into, you know, kind of, you know, grows and more light is shed on it. But she says that it was a white person thing. Some things might have started out that way, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was. Who else can come up with such fuckers?
All right. Now she want to get out and she can't. When you do get out of it, don't give him none. He won't do it again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've never been a fan of the chastity thing. Not the belts, not the harnesses, not the little ass set, none of that. Cock cages, none of that shit. I wish a woman would ask me to put my dick in a cage. Shit. But I do like, though, I do love the idea that they played the bet game. I recommend that for all couples who want to get kinky and want to do weird shit. Play the, you know, bet things sexually. You know, bet things. It'll change the dynamic a lot. So I like it. I like the game. I'm not a fan of the chat. There's too much shit I got to take off, right? I'm into ripping and tearing sometimes when I'm in the mood. You know, so I don't got time to be looking for keys and shit. No. So.
Trying to get a locksmith.
Yeah. He's walking around with an iron ass. But
explain that one.
Goddamn ass made out of a damn toy car. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, a lot of that is a white person's thing. They brought that into the community. That is also a old time Euro trash religious thing. It kept young girls virgins. But there are a lot of brothers that are into it, believe it or not, because they saw it from watching videos. I know a couple brothers who were at a couple events, and they showed up with their lady who had chastities on. It was a form of punishment. She had to watch all this fucking and sucking going on, a whole swingers event, and she couldn't partake. And all she could do was just sit there and look dumb. You know, so it's a form of device to control, like the queen said, and it works for some people. It don't work for me. I'm not that kind of guy. I just, if I say no, it's no.
Right.
So. Oh. Yeah, I like my directions followed. Then I'm not into all that. I gotta lock you in a fucking cage to make sure you don't go fuck somebody. Speaking of fucking somebody, queen. Okay, this one is coming from Jay Curious, 2021. And Jay is saying, what's up, y'all? I love the Q&A sessions. Truth be told, they're the only shows I listen to. Well, thank you, and fuck you, Jay. He says, my wife is starting to go meet guys. My wife is starting to go out and meet guys. A cup of coffee style dates are getting started. She's not keen on me tagging along, and often I work anyways. What do we do to keep things safe when meeting new suitors? She's making the initial connection on a LS dating site, so everyone knows what intimacy is the end game. All right, pardon me for the way he's typing this shit, y'all. By the way, yes, we're in a cockhole relationship, and she's my hot wife, and we're trying to get started. What safety tips could you give? All right, Queen, we got about less than 3 minutes, so we can knock this one out real quick.
What, safety? What?
Safety
meeting
tips
in a public
for a hot
place,
wife.
You know, meeting in a public place, monitoring the conversation, making sure I ain't giving out too much, you know, information. Also, if you decide to do it, then not your house, not her house, so I don't know if you guys live together, definitely not their house, you know, get a room. I mean, and be careful, like, who you picking. Really screen them if you need to, you know, screen them. You know, these are like interviews here. Sometimes people just telling you. You know, some people are focused on the sex part but not understanding, you know, not really knowing what type of person this person is at the end.
Yeah.
Be a serial killer, rapist, or anything. But I do think he should be partaking in these interviews too. So if he don't have the time, then they just do less interviews. Make those interviews around his schedule. Don't be just sending her out there to the wolves.
Well, we got a little over a minute left. You're a cuck, so unfortunately, that's the warning signal. You're a cuck, so basically, you're useless. Best practices is if she's going to be in charge, y'all have some ground rules. No meetups in private places. Straight public stuff. And like the queen said, if you're going to do it, go get a hotel room or Airbnb somewhere. You need to be there. You need to be present. If you're concerned about safety, then you need to be present. Once she develops relationships with these people, once she develops relationships and bring her backers, repeat customers, so to speak, then you let her go off on her own after she got enough information on these people. And stay off the damn LS dating site. God damn, it's just as bad as POF. All right, queen.
Okay, that concludes our show for today. Thank you for the people who wrote in, interacted with us on our social media pages. We'll be doing part two for Therapy Thursday. Any last words before we head off?
Y'all gonna need some Thursday. Some fucking Therapy Thursday. It's fetishes and sexy confessions.
Okay. That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.